5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and today happens to be National Tequila Day. A little tequila here. Buy one, get one margaritas at Funky Buddha Brewery all day, all night today. Did you know that tequila is a main ingredient in margaritas?
What's the other ingredient?
Mix!
Funky Buddha tomorrow has their beer pairing dinner. Go to funkybuddha.com, follow Funky Buddha on social media. But if you're looking for a little place to hang out tonight and celebrate National Tequila Day, head over to the Funky Buddha Tap Room in Oakland Park. Get yourself a buy one, get one margarita. Solana yesterday tried to prove to me that margarita is his go-to drink by sending me a snap with his fiance where he goes, I'm not, this isn't planned. What is my favorite drink poolside at a resort in Mexico? This is what he asked her to prove that he loves margaritas. I go, wait a second. You can ask anyone, hey, what's my favorite drink at a pool resort in Mexico?
Beer.
100 out of 100 beer. People are going to say margarita. No, beer. They're not going to say beer because beer. No one drinks beer on a vacation. You drink a vacation drink at the pool resort. Fruities. You drink a vacation. So I text them back on Snapchat. I go, hey, now ask her what your favorite drink is at a resort in the Bahamas. Let me guess, a pina colada. I mean, what's my, this proved that his favorite drink is a margarita. Then he says to her, and now he's got the camera. Now tell him what my favorite drink to just sip while we're out. He was trying to get to old fashioned. She named 7 drinks before she got to old fashioned. And he celebrated it like a victory when she goes old fashioned. She goes, oh, you mean like an old fashioned? And he goes, boom. And he ends the Snapchat.
You gotta have a pregame speech or something, man. You, what are you doing?
Right. At least set her up for the gig.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. What? I swear to God, his question to her, what's my favorite drink at a poolside resort in Mexico? Yesterday, margarita's his favorite all-time drink. He knows everything about it.
He makes them at home at night.
Right. Last night, it became his favorite drink at a pool, at a resort in Mexico.
I mean, I love margaritas. I don't know what else to tell you.
Well, we'll see you at Funky Buddha tonight.
Yeah.
Let's do a real quick look at the headlines here for the 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen.
I can't stop watching this Savannah Bananas player.
It's great.
Trying to do a backflip on live television. I don't know if it was live TV or CNN streaming service, whatever. He's on CNN. He's on set of a major TV network. Tries to do a backflip, lands flat on his face.
It is funny, man.
Let me see. I should find his name.
There was also an incident today. I could be getting got here, but a Chuck E. Cheese mascot arrested in Tallahassee while wearing the Chuck E. Cheese mascot.
It's true. And I kind of feel like that's retribution for the time that I got kicked out of Chuck E. Cheese. I feel like if you wait long enough, everything comes around.
All right. Dolphins notes from today. Just in case you're getting out of work, you missed our conversation with Omar Kelly in the last hour. Zach Sealer, he let it be known he wants to get paid. He thinks he's earned a raise by the Miami Dolphins.
But he participated today, and he was very personable in his comments.
He did. According to several different writers, Zach Sealer looked good. Zach Wilson looked good today. Omar Kelly didn't think so. But the main news, I think, is that there were no major injuries today. Following day one, day two, a lot less controversial, a lot less newsworthy in terms of injury.
Barry Jackson in the Miami Herald tweets out, talking about he has a story, and it says the vastly different glass half full, glass half empty perspectives on the Dolphins' revamped offensive line. He retweets his own story and says, not only did Patrick Paul study all 337 of his offensive snaps last season, but he said today he spent the offseason studying tape of every single tackle for 31 teams.
That's awesome.
I'll tell you what, Patrick Paul physically is one of the most impressive human beings you'll ever see. So if he turns that into football prowess as well,
Something special.
Who's going to have 12 seconds?
I used to watch every offseason. I used to watch Ray Lewis, Patrick Willis, and honestly, Zach Thomas. Never translated.
He gave it a shot.
Yeah. It's like, oh, Ray just runs through the B gap, and I run in there and get my helmet knocked off.
Just looking at a video here. Carson Beck, according to 305 Sports, says traffic is the biggest difference between Miami and Georgia.
Oh, yeah, Athens? There are 7 cars in Athens.
Yep. Have fun on the 836.
Where's he going to live? You think he's going to live like downtown Miami? Not the Gables, right? He's too cool to live in the Gables.
Didn't he have a house where they got his car stolen already?
Yeah. Wasn't it like Coconut Grove, I think?
Yeah. Solana, he has millions. He could live wherever the hell he wants to live.
He could live on Star Island if he wants. Yeah.
That's why I'm asking. He could have a penthouse in downtown. He could have a penthouse in Brickell. He could live wherever he wants.
Craziest thing. I was an All-American and shared a room with 4 guys.
Yeah.
This kid has $1 million mansion on the water.
Crazy. Crazy.
I'll just read you some Dolphins personnel moves because you're going to see them later and be like, why didn't they talk about it on the radio? Well, we did. The Dolphins signed Cornell Armstrong, cornerback. They also signed another offensive lineman, Obina Easy. And if I botched that, I apologize. They placed offensive lineman Teddy Cushy, they waived him, and then Artie Burns goes to the IR after he tore his ACL.
All right.
I know O was high on these defensive backs, but I still have a question. I want him to sign.
Look at the Dolphins Twitter account today, and Darth Cater will get you salivating.
Okay. I don't think Stephon Diggs is saying, ooh, Darth Cater's coming.
All right. Your weather. It's 90 degrees right now. Tonight, the lows will be in the upper 70s, low 80s, depending on where you are in South Florida. That is your weather.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I have a package of frozen corn dogs in my freezer right now as we speak.
I'm sorry to hear that. 5 o'clock hour is the Funky Buddha happy hour, and it is National Tequila Day, which means you can go to Funky Buddha in Oakland Park right now and get BOGO margaritas. And tomorrow, if you go to Funky Buddha, it's their beer pairing dinner. So you got big action coming up at Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. We got to get out of here for the evening because Dan Day is coming up next, and we've gone overtime. But we had a lot to talk about with Appel and Goodfellas. A lot to talk about with Omar and Superman. I mean, we were busy. And you're busy, you're busy. I want to tell you about my good friends in the award-winning team at Doral Volkswagen. Right now, you can select from a huge inventory of new Volkswagen models like the Atlas, Tiguan, and Taos. They have the perfect new Volkswagen for you in stock, ready for immediate delivery with competitive financing and flexible lease options. You'll get the best deal at Doral Volkswagen. Nobody sells for less. That's Doral Volkswagen. All right, everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. Pretty soon I'll be saying we'll be talking to you tomorrow on a Football Friday. It's not yet, but it's very, very close. Everybody, have a great and safe Thursday night. We will speak with you mañana.